It is Friday, March 2nd, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton Show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. Today, I want to talk about job hopping. This topic is going to continue our series on symptoms that you're operating outside of your strengths. Job hopping might seem like an obvious thing that would happen if you're not operating within your strengths, because you're not going to enjoy your job, or you're not going to be getting your job accomplished well, or you're going to be experiencing some of the other symptoms that we've talked about in this series. But I also want to clear up, I think, some misconceptions or some negative connotations that the idea of job hopping has associated with it. In my time in recruiting, I thought it was really interesting when either another recruiter or a hiring manager or maybe somebody within an HR department of an organization would take issue with the fact that somebody's resume might have had a lot of different jobs and roles on it in a short amount of time. I think this was especially prevalent in younger people, and I think it still is. You know, as people tend to get further in their career, they do tend to settle down and not necessarily jump around as much. And I think that's because they're starting to understand what they're really looking for in a job, and they're starting to understand those roles that really fit who they are. But in my opinion, younger people should have a lot more jobs and roles and companies on their resume in a shorter period of time when they start off, because they haven't really experienced all of those different options that they have available to them. So while this might be a symptom that you're operating outside of your strengths and you haven't really found what it is that fits you really, really well, it's also a sign that you're not settling for things that you're not the best at. You're also not settling for things that don't give you satisfaction or don't make you feel fulfilled in your work. And I have to admit, if I was a hiring manager, if I was in HR, if I was the manager of a department and I was going through this hiring process and found people like that, I would actually be encouraged by that. And I know that might sound strange, but I think having the courage and having the self-awareness to take yourself out of a situation that doesn't seem like a good fit, almost admit failure in that role, in that job, at that company, and be able to move to another organization and say, I really want to try out different things and I want to figure out who I am, I think shows a lot of emotional intelligence. I think it actually is an indicator of long-term success versus just short-term success and being willing to grind it out in a very specific role. I think we also need to admit that the hiring processes and procedures, even at well-developed or long-standing organizations, sometimes aren't great. They spend a lot of time on the technical details, on the experience, on the resume aspect of a position. And what they miss is the stuff that I'm often talking about, the behavioral side of things, the hardwiring side of things, and also the passion side of things. So here's my encouragement for both sides of the job hopping argument. If you're somebody who's experiencing this and you're going through lots of different roles, you're trying to figure out what's a really good fit for you, I would encourage you to continue to do that if you really haven't found that role, that job, that company that really gets you excited and fits who you are. But I would also encourage you to take notes. You have to be intentional about this. It's not just about giving up on a specific role, going to another one, trying things out, and just bouncing around all over the place aimlessly. You really have to take notes about what you don't like, what you do like, and you should be getting more and more clear on what it is that you want to do, or getting more and more clear on what it is you don't want to do. If you're bouncing around a lot and you're not learning anything, that is an issue. And for those running organizations, those hiring managers, and those HR people who might listen to this, and they find those job hopping candidates and they really don't like what that resume looks like, think about it in a different way and ask them some of the questions that I just encourage them to ask. Are they learning anything from those different roles? Have they gotten more clear on what it is that they actually want to do and what they're good at? If they aren't learning, that's probably still a sign that they aren't a good candidate for your role and you don't want them to be part of your organization. But if that person shows that they have that emotional intelligence to learn from all of these opportunities they've been taking, that is the type of candidate you want. This is also the type of candidate that you want to give opportunities outside of the role you're hiring them for right now. If there's something they can do, if there's a part of their experience that you really want to be part of the organization, give them the opportunity to learn and develop within your company and continue to add value without having to go outside of your organization to have new experiences, to learn new things, and to figure out who they are. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere else, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton. And if you're enjoying the show and you haven't already, go to your favorite podcast listening app and subscribe and leave me a review. You can give me 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you think I deserve. But the more reviews that we get, the easier it'll be for other people to find this content and be able to put their potential into practice.